KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
And we have 77 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Monday afternoon to you. We are back from your weekend. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Our top local stories this hour, well, number one, you might think we're done with the bug and stallion fires, but you would be wrong.
You are still going to see some of those interior green pockets of unburned fuel continue to burn.
And coming up, the latest numbers on both fires, right? We'll also find out whether the Fire Incident Command is going to, how they're going to do to put them to bed. A deadly day on Washoe County roads, two crashes involving motorcycles. Directly ahead, the details of those crashes. And Nevadans, should they get 12 weeks of paid family leave? One state lawmaker says, you bet. Directly ahead, the bill one Democrat plans to introduce at next year's session. These stories and more on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And now with more, we say good afternoon to Jerry.
Good afternoon to you, Greg. And it's going to be another week. And fire news will be in the news this week. If it's probably not the proper way to say it. But also there is the death of someone I actually knew a little bit, or met anyway in the past. I knew her husband better, who died, unfortunately, from the bug fire from burn sustained there. And a strange twist to the Fred Mountain fire, the woman that started it claiming that she was doing it to try to escape the Hell's Angels. And I can kind of correlate this to our Noon News Daily poll, which is, should arsonists receive a prison term if they start a fire? 5 to 10 years, 10 to 15, or 15 plus years. What happens? Now, just to make it clear, the woman who was arrested for the Fred fire did not start the bug fire. The bug fire is the fire that is responsible for the death of Shari Floyd. John Potter files a story on that a bit later in the hour today. But just to show you how serious arson is. And so anyway, we'll get you the details on that, as well as the Tahoe Basin has a red flag warning. More details on that and what to expect and what to look out for, all coming up here on the Noon News today, Monday, August the 17th. It's 12:09. Back to you, Greg.
All right. Thanks so much there, Jerry. And it is our top local story. We're going to start with the Stallion Fire at almost 40,700 acres, 84% contained.
We still have resources on scene, patrolling, doing mop-up as where they find it, and then focusing some efforts here on the south end, trying to add some additional containment in that really rugged ground over there by the Virginia Peak comm site.
And that's Fire Incident Commander Ashley D'Antonio, who says the bug fire is at almost 93,900 acres, 85% contained.
We're going to continue patrol and mop up along the south end, along the 395 corridor. Folks will be working here in around Rancho Haven, which has been repopulated, and trying to gain additional containment.
And that's good news on both fires, but we are not done with them just yet.
You are still going to see some of those interior green pockets of unburned fuel continue to burn through the burn period. It's going to be windy today. We have folks on scene all over the fire ready to respond to those if they are a threat.
D'Antonio is calling for patience as fire crews try to wrap this all up. Well, the bug fire claiming a life. Shari Floyd's family says she died at UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento after suffering burns and smoke inhalation. The 78-year-old and her husband, Eddie Floyd, were injured by the fire when it suddenly changed direction last week. The fire suffered from, I should say, the victim suffered from Parkinson's disease, and the couple only had minutes to evacuate from their Lassen County home. Her husband remains in critical but stable condition. We're also learning more, as Jerry mentioned, about the woman accused of starting the Fred Mountain fire that later merged into the bug fire. Christine Mitchell claimed she'd been kidnapped and was being chased when she flagged down firefighters and told them she'd started those blazes to keep her would-be assailants away. She was found with meth on her, and deputies were not buying her story. Mitchell was being held on $80,000 bail on charges of third-degree arson. Well, all schools in Washoe County are now open after students at nine campuses had the start of their school school year delayed by a week due to the fires. The district has not said how it's going to make up the unplanned extra week of summer break moving forward. It is also the first day of school in Story County. Students in Douglas and Carson City head back tomorrow. Lyon County starts on Thursday. One other news, two crashes involving motorcycles on Saturday. The first off Military Road just off of Lemon Drive in the North Valleys, and that one turned deadly.
Officers observed a motorcycle rider down who was pronounced deceased at the scene. All parties involved in this investigation are cooperative.
And that's Reno Police Officer Hunter Mercurio, who says this happened around 6:30 p.m. Saturday. Police say they're waiting for family to be notified before releasing the rider's identity. The other crash on 395, this one happened at Stead Boulevard.
This crash involves a motorcycle and a sports utility vehicle. One subject, a man, has been transported to a local area hospital with life-threatening injuries. No other injuries have been reported.
NHP Sergeant Chris Brown says they would like your help with this one.
If you witnessed the crash, have video of the crash, or events leading to the crash, please contact Trooper Tuttero with the Nevada Highway Patrol. Trooper Tuttero can be reached at 775-687-9600.
And that, again, is 775-687-9600. Well, here's a question for you. Should Nevadans get almost 4 months of paid family leave? One state lawmaker thinks so, and she's pushing a bill to do just that.
The new plan would give all workers 12 paid weeks off for qualifying events, such as taking care of a new baby or a sick family member. It would be managed by the state and modeled after the system recently passed in Colorado. Assemblymember Selena LaRue Hatch says right now many Nevadans only get unpaid family medical leave, if they get any at all.
Folks are having to choose between taking care of their newborn or going back to work and earning a paycheck, having to choose between taking time to care for a family member and earning the money to pay rent.
Currently, only state employees get 8 weeks of guaranteed paid family medical leave. I'm Suzanne Potter.
And I'm Greg Neft of the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. Glad that you're with us here. We have 79 degrees at the airport. And now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
If you were wondering why flags are at half staff, Governor Lombardo ordered flags lowered to half staff at the state capitol and public buildings to honor Christopher Anderson. He's the Lake Tahoe local and veteran Helitrack pilot who died fighting the Widemouth 2 fire in Utah. Nevada's U.S. senators joined congressional Democrats asking the Commodity Futures Trading Commission to ban speculative prediction market gambling on active wildfires. And Nevada announced that Northern Nevada SNAP recipients who lost food due to recent power outages and local wildfires, like the Bug and Stallion fires, can apply for replacement benefits. And Cody Bass, the mayor of South Lake Tahoe, has been found guilty of harassment at the Ale Works at the Y last September. Hey, it's time for a look at traffic and weather together. FM News Talk time is 12:14.
Let's keep you moving. KKFT traffic on your new news.
Good to start the afternoon off. No collisions to tell you about. Everything moving along at the limit. If you're headed southbound on 395 from Stead Boulevard, there is a new traffic pattern. They split the two lanes into two individual lanes. When you get just before you get to Golden Valley, be prepared for some changes there. It is 84 degrees in Sparks, 83 in Carson City, 85 in Yerington, 75 degrees at South Lake Tahoe. Here's your weather.
Couldn't ask for much better weather. This is just about what the history books say is a statistically middle August week. Low 90s during the day, upper 50s to low 60s at night. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
If the way your car is running is giving you the blues, gonna pull one automotive, well, they'll know just what to do.
We're here with Dustin from Pro One Automotive. Dustin, what sets you guys apart from other automotive shops in town?
Here at Pro One, we're family. From gas and diesel smogs to bumper-to-bumper factory maintenance and repair, Pro One Automotive has been keeping your vehicles running strong. After four decades, we still have one promise. Pro One Automotive does it right the first time. A big thank you to all of our loyal customers and a warm welcome to anyone looking for an automotive repair shop that provides the ultimate customer experience. Often imitated, but never duplicated. Pro One Automotive, located at the corner of Mill and Terminal in Reno.
For a limited time while supplies last, you can get a free furnace with the purchase of an air conditioner from Capital Control Systems. Yes, a free furnace when you buy an air conditioner for the same price. If you have a furnace 20 years or older, now's the time to buy. Limited supply available. Can't afford it? No problem. Financing is available on approved credit. This promotion won't last long. Don't wait. Call today.
Keeping you warm in the winter, cool in the summer. Capital Control Systems.
If you have more than $25,000 in the state of Nevada, your will could end up in probate for years. If you call my office, that will not happen to you. This is John Rhodes, president of Lifeline Estate Services. I'm a Nevada licensed legal document preparer, not an attorney. Since 1996, my office has drafted thousands of living trusts and saved Northern Nevadans millions of dollars from the high-priced fees local attorneys have been charging for decades. It doesn't matter who drafted your original trust. We amend and close out trusts created by our competitors all the time. I encourage you to shop around, go to a competitor seminar, but don't commit to anything before you ask your friends, family members, who did their living trust. Remember, you don't have to pay the ridiculously high attorney's fees to have a solid, time-tested custom estate plan for a third of the cost. Call 824-8400 for a free consultation. That's 824-8400 or on the web at trustforless.com. Stop procrastinating. Call 824-8400 now.
Hey everyone, this is Brenda with Hannon's Estate Service and the Diggins 1 and 2, our estate liquidation retail stores. Boy, have we been busy. We've moved the Diggins 1 over to 301 Hot Springs Road. It took us a month, and we appreciate everyone's patience with the mess and the confusion. We are now officially open from 9 to 5, Monday through Saturday, and we're planning a grand opening celebration on Friday, August 21st from 3 to 6 p.m. Come on by. It's always a treasure hunt.
KKFT. Now the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news.
A sad obituary from the Bug Fire. I'm John Potter for the new news. Cherie Floyd was a horse lover. She and her husband, local broadcaster Eddie Floyd, run the Wynemo Ranch, a wild horse sanctuary in Lassen County. As flames from the Bug Fire rage through the state line up north near the ranch, Cherie and Eddie tried to escape, but the winds shifted and they were caught in the firestorm. Saturday, Cherie passed away from severe burn injuries. She was 78. Cherie had Parkinson's disease, so in her honor, her son is asking for donations to go to the Michael J. Fox Foundation for Parkinson's Research. The family also expressed many thanks to the emergency responders who did their best to save her. Eddie is still in the hospital in critical condition. The horses and other animals from the ranch have been moved and are being taken care of. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
And it is 79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. So glad you're with us here on this Monday. We are back from your weekend. And if you are just checking in, the three big things that you need to know. Number one, the Bug Fire, almost 93,900 acres, 85% containment. The Stallion Fire sitting at almost 40,700 acres strong, 84% contained there. Fire officials say we are not done.
You are still going to see some of those interior green pockets of unburned fuel continue to burn.
And that's Fire Incident Commander Ashley D'Antonio. Number two, all schools in session in Washoe County after the fires forced nine campuses to hold off on the first day of the school year. No word on how the district will make up the lost time. The kids had their summer vacation extended by a week. Number three, the bug fire, claiming a life. Sherry Floyd's family said she died at the UC Davis Medical Center in Sacramento after suffering burns and smoke inhalation. The 78-year-old and her husband, Eddie, were injured by the fire. Eddie is reported to be in critical condition. Our top national story this hour, a $30,000 bounty for any Iranian citizen who kills or captures an American service member.
That bounty would be doubled if it was carried out by a woman, they say, and that all of these proceeds would be coming from the people of Iran themselves. Now, that said, there's no verbal threat that was given as to exactly when or where this would be taking place, but it does play into the messaging that's been coming out of Tehran in preparations for an escalation and moving away from a defensive posture to a more offensive one if diplomacy continues to stall over the coming weeks.
And that is News Nation's Robert Sherman there. Well, the value of NFL franchises continues to surge.
Sportico reports the average team is worth $9.34 billion, an increase of more than 31% over last year. It's the largest one-year increase in at least a decade. The Dallas Cowboys lead the way at $15.5 billion, followed by the Los Angeles Rams, New York Giants, New England Patriots, and New York Jets. The Cincinnati Bengals check in with the lowest value at $7.4 billion, but that's still more than all but six teams in the world outside of the NFL. I'm Matt Mattinson.
Well, NFL season kickoff, the first game of the season, I think it's, what, four weeks away? 3 weeks away? It's getting close, that's for sure. It is 1222 here on the KKFT News at Noon. Now with more, let's head back to Jerry.
Yeah, and since all the kneeling during the national anthem with the Football League, I don't care. Here's a statistic worth noting. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by human activity, and that means 90% are preventable. If you see smoke, an unattended fire, or suspicious activity, be sure to report it immediately. Call 911. Early notification gives firefighters the best opportunity to stop a small fire before it becomes a major incident. The Tahoe Basin since has invested millions of dollars in forest health projects, defensible space, fuels reduction, and emergency preparedness. There is a red flag warning right now for the Tahoe Basin. It's worth noting that until the Angora fire several years ago, the TRPA, the Tahoe Regional Planning Agency, and it is referred to as the Gestapo by many business owners and residents, prevented homeowners from raking up pine needles and cutting trees. After that fire destroyed 242 homes, new defensible space rules, air quotes here, allowances were adopted so that you could keep your home safer. An 18-year-old woman riding a scooter was killed at Mayan and McCarran yesterday at 1 o'clock. Witnesses say she was going along with some runners who were running against traffic flow and controls, and the driver is cooperating. FM News Talk Time, 1224.
Your midday drive update, KKFT traffic.
That earlier collision on State Route 447 at Washoe Mile Marker 72, way up there at Empire, that's been cleaned up, so you don't have to worry about that if you're headed way up north in Washoe County. Otherwise, we are doing just fine in Reno, Sparks, around the lake, and in Yerington. I do want to remind you, however, that Wild West Chevrolet is your home of the $99 diesel oil change. Why pay more in Carson or Reno? Only 99 scoops at Wild West Chevrolet. Come see what they can do for you. It's 84 in Reno and in Smith Valley, 85 in Dayton, 72 in Incline Village. Here's a look at your weather.
Beautiful weather for the week, certainly starting with pleasant conditions, partly cloudy skies, low 90s in the Truckee Meadows, upper 80s to around 90 outlying areas, Fallon and Fernley getting into the mid-90s. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers, 721-5905. Today at 3, Lars Larson on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
Here's a harsh fact. 40% of women and nearly 20% of men suffer from varicose or spider veins. Left untreated, these veins can cause tired, heavy legs, swelling, burning, cramping, aching, even restless leg syndrome. In some cases, it can lead to serious health risks, like blood clots. USA Vein Clinics offers minimally invasive treatments that take as little as 15 minutes, covered by most insurances. Call 775-237-2367 and schedule your appointment today. Don't wait. Call 775-237-2367 for free information today. Imagine walking, exercising, and sleeping peacefully again. Varicose and spider veins won't go away on their own. USA Vein Clinics can help. Call 775-237-2367 for fast, easy, and affordable solutions. USA Vein Clinics treatments are covered by most insurance plans. Don't put this off any longer. Call 775-237-2367.
Protect your home from the risks caused by power outages with the Generac Automatic Standby Generator. At Coleman Electric, they provide only the highest level of service with trained technicians. Since 1985, Coleman Electric has served Northern Nevada by offering Generac generators and permanent installation services performed by experts. Call Coleman Electric at 775-720-7066. That's 720-7066.
Now, your new news sports update on KKFT.
High school football kicked off over the weekend, and it was a stunner Friday night in Reno when Churchill County came to town from 3A and beat 5A Minogue 32-30. Other games saw Carson over Dayton 28-14, South Tahoe, Hug, Fernley all winners. The Aces lost 5 of 6 at Tacoma last week, the last 4 in a row. Salt Lake City up this week. And 3 weeks to go before the season opener, and the coaching staff at Nevada still not named a starting quarterback for the Wolfpack. I'm Craig Swope of Sports for the Noon News on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your Noon News. Local, live, and happening now.
And we're looking at 79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Sunny skies. Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. I'm Greg Neft. And if you are just checking in, if you're on SNAP food benefits and you lost food due to the bug and stallion fires, you can have it replaced. Nevada Social Services says Washoe County and Reno Sparks Indian Colony residents can reapply for the food lost by calling 775-684-7200. That's 775-684-7200. FM News Talk Election Center. And when the presidential primaries do start again, Nevada will go a lot earlier. At least on the Democratic side.
The party approved a list of 6 states to lead its early presidential contest after holding discussions at a meeting in Texas on Saturday. South Carolina will hold the first primary on January 22nd, followed by Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Michigan, and Virginia, all in February. The new 2028 roadmap pushes Black and Latino voters to the front of the line for choosing the party's next national leader. I'm Tammy Trujillo.
The statewide average gas prices is down by a penny. AAA says the average cost for a gallon of self-serve regular is now $4.77. The most expensive gas can be found in Mineral County, where it's $5.64. The least expensive average price is in Eureka County, where gas is $4.33. Gas is $5.17 in Washoe County and $4.77 in Clark County. And by the way, if you can get out to Fernley in Lyon County, we can get you gas for $4.49. Well, other news that we are following this hour, it's quite the honor for a young 16-year-old lifeguard from California. His name is Ryder Williams. And instead of watching the beach, he's watching President Trump in the Oval Office.
There are 10-foot waves that came crashing down on them both. And at one point, Rye even went limp in Williams' arms as he pulled him through those rough conditions and then back onto safety on the beach. That's where he and another lifeguard helped Rye then recover. Nathaniel and his dad actually talked to our News Nation's Brian Enton about this extraordinary rescue. And they shared that these waves at one point knocked Nathaniel unconscious.
And that is News Nation's Libby Dean. Well, other news, California voters are largely split on the state's billionaire tax ballot initiative. Proposition 40 would impose a one-time 5% tax on assets held by billionaires who lived in California as of January 1st, with the money intended to offset federal health care cuts. A UC Berkeley Institute of Government Studies poll shows that 48% of voters support the measure, 41% oppose it, and 11% remain undecided. The poll director says support below 50% at this this point in the election cycle could be a warning sign, because undecided California voters have traditionally broken against ballot measures. For whatever it's worth, researchers in Finland say drinking coffee could help with a leaner physique.
The study from the University of Oulu found people who regularly drink coffee were likely to have a leaner body composition with less body fat and increased muscle mass. While the study did find a link between coffee consumption and less body fat, the research doesn't prove that the beverage directly reduces fat or builds muscle. Researchers also noted that higher coffee intake was linked to lower levels of three amino acids associated with insulin resistance and higher risk of diabetes. I'm Michael Kastner.
Indeed, I enjoy many, many a fine cup of coffee in the morning. FM News Talk covers Northern Nevada right after Fox News covers the nation and the world. It's 12:31.
Fox News at the top and bottom of every hour. This is Northern Nevada's FM News Talk Radio, 99.1 KKFT. It's 12:30.
I'm John Saucier. The United States trying to apply more economic pressure on Iran. Energy Secretary Chris Wright on Fox says while there will be an impact on energy prices in the short term, he believes they'll begin to come down when the conflict finally ends.
We're fixing a 47-year-old problem with this government in Iran and the threat of nuclear weapons, but it does cause some disruption in the short term. Mm-hmm. But President Trump's policies have made us ready for that disruption.
AAA says the average price of gasoline in the United States is over $4 per gallon. Actress and singer Hayden Panettiere has died at the age of 36. She was known for appearing in a number of films and TV shows throughout her career, including the Scream franchise as Kirby Reed. Here she is in Scream 6.
Best Nightmare on Elm Street.
The original.
Best Friday the 13th.
Part 2.
Chapter.
The sound courtesy of Paramount Pictures. America's listening to Fox News.
And we have 79 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. A very good Monday to you. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm Greg Neft in the Keystone CPA Studios in downtown Reno. And this is the KKFT News at Noon. It's our top local story. And we're starting off with the Stallion Fire this half hour. It is almost 40,700 acres strong, 84% contained.
We still have resources on scene, patrolling, doing mop-up as where they find it, and then focusing some efforts here on the south end, trying to add some additional containment in that really rugged ground over there by the Virginia Peak comm site.
And that's Fire Incident Commander Ashley D'Antonio, who says the bug fire is almost 93,900 acres strong, 85% contained.
We're going to continue patrol and mop up along the south end, along the 395 corridor. Folks will be working here in around Rancho Haven, which has been repopulated, and trying to gain additional containment.
And that is good news on both fires, but we are not done with them just yet.
You are still going to see some of those interior green pockets of unburned fuel continue to burn through the burn period. It's going to be windy today. We have folks on scene all over the fire ready to respond to those if they are a threat.
D'Antonio is calling for patience as fire crews try to wrap this all up. In other news that we're following this hour, there's worries that some people, just nearly half of American workers, as a matter of fact, say they will never be able to fully retire.
The 2026 Retirement Expectations Survey from financial services company Thrivent says retirement fears are high. The survey of more than 2,000 American adults has found only 58% of workers think they'll have enough money to retire on time, and 36% of workers expect to have to continue earning a paycheck in retirement. I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
FM News Talk Time, it is 12:34.
KKFT, live and local, your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
Your project calls for rock, soil, sand, or boulders. Call the pros at V&T Rock and Mound House. We've got decorative rock, base, topsoil, drain rock, paver sand, and more ready for pickup or delivery straight to your job site or home. From Washoe to Douglas, Lyon County to Carson City, V&T Rock delivers the materials you need fast, reliable, and affordable. Visit vntrock.biz or call 775-246-1660. V&T Rock. From base to boulders, rock solid service. Rock solid results.
Nothing brings a community together like the glow of a warm fire. At VM West, we're proud to keep our Carson Valley neighbors cozy with the best split and seasoned Jeffrey Pine around. Whether you're stocking up for the family cabin or just need a few logs and rounds for the weekend, we offer full cords at the lowest prices in the area. We're locals helping locals. Stop by for a quick pickup and say hi, or give us a ring for fast, friendly delivery. Keep the hearth burning bright. Call VM West at 775-224-7792 or visit vmwest.com/firewood.
Kawasaki Mule Side-by-Sides have supported the hardest workers for decades. From large-scale projects to property maintenance, Mule embodies versatile performance and exceptional reliability. With powerful engines and strong towing and hauling, Mule is the ultimate workhorse. All Mule Side-by-Sides are built Kawasaki strong and backed by a 3-year limited factory warranty. Count on Kawasaki Mule.
Visit Kawasaki Yamaha of Reno, 2345 Market Street in Reno.
We're going to gradually ease to the mid-90s by midweek, and then we're going to ease back to around 90 by the end of the week. But it is a small bill curve. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKFT. This is your new news. Local, live, and happening now.
Great news on the fire front. I'm John Potter for the new news. 100% containment has been reached at the Eagle Fire. That's the one south of Gardnerville above Topaz Ranch Estates in Douglas County. It's just about out. Literally extinguished, with most crews leaving. The toll was 148 acres. More good news, the 93-acre Talbot Fire in the Tahoe National Forest is winding down with no loss of structures. 95% contained and closures lifted there. The Stallion Fire by Pyramid Lake is 84% contained. The Bug Fire, 85%. And now all Washoe County roads that were closed to fight it are open. All county schools, too. I'm John Potter for the new news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Your new news business update on Nevada's FM News Talk.
I'm Charles Payne, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are losing steam in afternoon trading on U.S.-Iran tensions. The tech-heavy Nasdaq has been wavering, cushioned by AI optimism following a report that said that ChatGPT developer Anthropic's second-quarter revenue rose 14-fold. Chip stocks are rallying, with shares of semiconductors and chip equipment makers leading the charge. Retail earnings are in focus this week, with retail giant Walmart and Target delivering financial results, and shares of SpaceX are up nearly 6%, ahead of another batch of its stock being unlocked to trade. About 319 million shares held by early investors and insiders will be unlocked on Wednesday. Shares of oil producer Vista Energy are jumping around 5% after investor Peter Thiel's hedge fund disclosed it had bought a stake in the company. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Hillary Barsky, invested in you.
KKFT.
Glad you're with us here on the KKFT News at Noon. My name is Greg Neft. As we continue right along here, 80 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport at 1239. And we say hello to today's Moment with Mike. Mike Boswell from Keystone CPAs joining us in studio, as he always does, with the latest in money tips. Good afternoon. Hope you had a nice weekend, Mike.
Great weekend, Greg. But it's good to be back. There's a lot of stuff that needs to happen today. It's Monday.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to talk a lot about what's going on in the business world. But first, we want to go to the KKFT mailbag. I think we have a humdinger of a comment from somebody. And I'd like for you to do the honor, your honor, and read this one.
Sure. No, you bet. So the question is this from one of our loyal listeners. Hey, I want to give a big contribution to my church.
Okay.
I'm going to liquidate some stocks to do that. Is there any planning? And I'm like, well, that's a big question. So it kind of depends on how big is. But I would say this for the benefit of our listeners and those are people out there. If you're going to sell stock that have an appreciated position, stock market's been going crazy for probably 4 or 5 years now. So there's a lot of appreciated positions. If you bought Tesla at $160 a share, there's a lot in your Tesla. You know, it's just all those things you can then be smart about how you're going to give that. Because if you sell it, you're going to pay up to 23.8% on the capital gains, and then that's 23.8% less to give to your charity of choice. Much better to do what's called a trustee-to-trustee transfer to your charity.
Okay.
Most charities will accept stock. Okay, super important. So instead of, you know, if you're going to give $10,000, instead of paying $2,300 in tax, pay zero, right. Give the whole 10 to charity. Well, you didn't give the 10 to charity anyway. You just don't want to have the tax headache on it.
Right.
And then you just then need to make sure that you're going to itemize your deduction. So the charity can sell it. They pay zero tax.
Cool.
Okay. Now, it is a non-cash charitable contribution. So there's some limitations based on your adjusted gross income on that. So depending on what you're giving, it could be 30% or 50% of your adjusted gross income. Generally, it's not going to matter to most people. What they need to know is, if I'm going to give cash, but I'm going to liquidate stocks, just give the stock.
Yeah, you know, I seem to remember something about this years ago when the MDA would hold the Jerry Lewis telethon. Sure. And they'd flash the numbers on the screen and they would say, MDA accepts stock. Give us your stock and all that. So that's been going on, right?
Well, it's been going on, but it's one of those things that people just oftentimes don't think about, right? Uh-huh. Their heartstrings are tugged. You want to stroke a check, and that's great. And a lot of people do that in the fourth quarter. Now, the other thing I'm telling people is, just like when you're buying stocks and selling stocks, weighted average costing is your friend. Same thing with gifts. If you decide to sell today, if you're going to give that same $10,000 gift, consider doing it over months. You have 5 months between now and the end of the year. Go ahead and do it, $2,000 a month. Of stock trustee-to-trustee transfer, and that way, as it fluctuates, you're not going to be otherwise up or down. I'm expecting a lot of volatility in the market, Greg, especially coming around this midterm election. So, you don't want to go through that. That's why doing that now is a better idea.
Well, it's actually kind of funny you mentioned volatility in the market. Is the stock market watching the billionaires tax in California? Because there's a new poll out today, and it's actually quite interesting to see. They say that California voters right now, Proposition 40, which would impose that one-time 5% tax on assets held by billionaires, 48% support, 41% oppose, 11% remain undecided. Right now it's winning, but not by enough to be comfortable to say, oh, it's over. The election is not over. Right. So there's some room to convince people here that this is just not a good idea.
Well, it's not a good idea, but unfortunately the damage is kind of already done.
Oh?
Well, yeah. I mean, think about it this way. But the tax is going to be levied on people that live there. So people that are kind of already fed up with the great state or lack thereof of state of California are thinking, they're picking up stakes. I mean, they're moving in the droves to Texas and Florida.
Yes.
And so, and I think Gavin Newsom is sitting there, but you don't get to live in California. And they're like, there's a cost. It's not just a cost benefit. There's many things beside taxes that will drive your lifestyle. But, when people, wealthy people get a ticket for not having a front plate, but then you can go rape and pillage, and then you don't even get a ticket for it.
Yeah, it's a whole thing. And one more thing I wanted to run by you. A new survey says nearly half of American workers say they will never be able to fully retire. I mean, I'll point to my father. He retired, but he never really – I mean, he still has a side hustle. He still has a job and all that. I mean, it seems a little bit misleading.
Well, I always say air quotes retire because – people are living longer, they're healthier than they've ever been. So they really have a lot of runway, and that's probably going to outspend whatever you've saved. So that's not necessarily a bad thing or surprising. The more shocking part of it is people that will never be able to even quasi-retire because they don't have 2 cents to their name besides the Social Security. That's a problem. Yeah. I mean, they're basically going to be on institutionalized welfare for the duration.
Oh, lovely. Sounds like a lovely future for everybody. Mike Bosma with Keystone CPAs joining us here in studio with today's Moment with Mike. Mike wants to help you retire. He really does. He can do it for you. He can help you find the way. 775-786-4900. That's 775-786-4900. And Mike, we'll have the bounce with Brian tomorrow, but we will talk again on Wednesday.
Looking forward to it, Greg.
Absolutely. It is 12:44 on the news at noon.
Well, we have reported that Shari is how you pronounce her name. Shari Floyd died as a result of the bug fire and of course the arrest of the Fred Mountain fire by the arsonist, a 47-year-old woman, and her charges, third degree arson and possession of a controlled substance. Now we have a death in what is called the human-caused bug fire, and what charges should or will apply, and will it be determined on whether or not the fire was accidental or intentional? We'll report that to you when we get that information. How about a positive news story? More water will be flowing to Walker Lake. A court ruling boosted flows to Walker Lake by more than 3,400 acre feet a year. Where's that water coming from? The in-stream flow water rights were used on the Flying M and Rafter 7 ranches along the East Walker River. Both ranches were acquired for the Walker Basin Restoration Program in 2013 and 2016 and later conveyed to the state of Nevada in 2017 to create the Walker River State Recreation Area. Surface water rights on both properties were retained for conversion to in-stream flow to Walker Lake. We posted a video of something. It's a great video taken by a staff member of KKFT that was taken Saturday afternoon, a fire that's not been mentioned much. It was the Cottonwood Creek Fire. It started down just south and a little bit east of Walker, California, and that's south of Topaz Lake. There were four tankers coming into the lake on Saturday afternoon, getting their water and flying off. You can find that at 991 FM Talk on X. FM News Talk time is 1246.
Let's get you moving. KKFT traffic on your noon news.
No collisions to tell you about. However, we have a small wildfire burning between Gerlach and Empire. It's on State Route 447 at mile marker 72, Washoe mile marker 72. A passenger vehicle hit a fuel truck, and it started a small grass fire in the area. The road is closed. They are putting it out. They don't seem to have given it a name yet, so I'm not sure it is going to grow very big. In Reno, Sparks, Carson City, and around the lake, and in Yerington, we're doing A-OK. It's 85 degrees in Sparks, 84 in Wellington, 83 in Minden, 72 at Emerald Bay. Here's a look at your weather.
Couldn't ask for much better weather. This is just about what the history books say is a statistically middle August week. Low 90s during the day, upper 50s to low 60s at night. Weather brought to us by REMAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer. She should be your real estate agent. Mary Jo and the Brummer Group listens, cares, and delivers. 721-5905. Tonight at 8, Larry Elder on FM News Talk.
From the Keystone CPAs News Studios, this is your noon news on 99.1 FM News Talk. News Talk.
If your AC isn't working during the Reno summer, you and your family feel it. LT Automotive repairs and recharges your AC so you can drive in comfort. Beat the heat this summer. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Brothers Windows is celebrating 250 years of America by extending their best financing ever.
24 months of 0% interest, that's 2 years of no interest on approved credit, and up to $1,000 off on new windows and doors.
Family was everything to Papi and Mama from Madrid, Spain, and in 1967 they brought their 9 children to California to pursue the American dream and give their children greater opportunities to succeed in life.
And in 1994, Brothers Windows began. Built on the values instilled by their parents, the business grew to include the whole family.
9 brothers and sisters always committed to their customers' satisfaction.
Highest standards in expert workmanship, quality products, integrity pricing, Brothers has installed over 1 million windows.
And for 32 years, they've always backed their lifetime warranty.
60% of their customers come from referrals. Brothers is the window company we trust, and you should too. Get a free no-pressure estimate during this 24 months no-interest offer.
Go to brotherswindows.com. Learn more about the 24 months no-interest offer. Brotherswindows.com. That's brotherswindows.com.
At a time when so many parents are worried about what their children are learning or not learning, there's a different path right here in Reno, the Church at Reno's Academy, where students receive a Bible-based education rooted in faith, discipline, patriotism, and academic excellence. It isn't the chaos of the county schools. It's structure, respect, purpose. Students are challenged with rigorous academics, supported with strong moral foundations, and something almost forgotten in modern education, taught cursive writing. Why? Because students continue to show cursive improves memory, comprehension, and cognitive development. Don't forget, America's founding documents are all written in cursive. If your child or grandchild needs an alternative to the confusion and declining standards in Washoe County, look no further than the Church at Reno Academy. Faith, freedom, academic excellence. Go to thechurchatreno.com for more information.
Creaks, leaks, and clogs can really put a damper on the mood around your home. At Master Service Plumbing, service and repair have been our specialty for 39 years. Sure, we can do the big stuff like gas lines and tankless installs, but we understand it's the small stuff that creates headaches more often than not. That's why we're available 24/7. Call us at 851-1444. Master Service Plumbing, 851-1444.
You make it to Virginia City, but now your engine sounds like a high noon shootout. LT the Superdog has you covered. From starters to batteries, LT Automotive gets you moving again, cowpoke. LT Automotive, 669 Linden Street. Mention KKFT.
Now, the stories shaping Northern Nevada. Your new news, KKFT.
We've got 80 degrees right now at Reno Tahoe International Airport. Glad you're with us here as the day goes on here on KKFT. A skin expert is weighing in on how to protect yourself properly from the sun.
Dr. Megan Skiba with Arizona University and Arizona Cancer Center's Skin Cancer Institute says one of the biggest myths she sees on social media right now is that blending up fruits and veggies will result in eternal sunscreen.
Because watermelon is high in vitamin C and it has phytochemicals. And while those that vitamin C and those phytochemicals can help our body heal from the oxidative damage done by the UV rays, it does not provide enough protection against that damage.
She recommends sunscreens that have broad spectrum and at least an SPF of 30 rating, and urges folks to apply even on cloudy days and on car rides. I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk time, 1251.
Your noon news on Nevada's FM News Talk, KKFT Sports.
Less than 3 weeks to go before the opening game, and Nevada quarterback still unknown who's going to be the starter against Western Kentucky for that opening kickoff. Opening kickoff for high school football over the weekend started with a shocker. Churchill County beating Minogue 32-30. And other winners, Carson over Dayton 28-14. South Tahoe beat North Valley's Hug over Sparks. And Fernley a winner. I'm Greg Swope of Sports for the new news on FM News Talk.
KKFT. Live and local. Your new news with Greg Neft and Jerry Evans.
1 month before the election of 1860, Abraham Lincoln received a letter from an 11-year-old girl named Grace.
Mr. Lincoln, you should let your whiskers grow. It would look a great deal better, for your face is so thin. All the ladies like whiskers, and they would tease their husbands to vote for you, and then you would be president.
Lincoln kindly replied with a personal letter addressed, "My dear little miss," and for the first time, grew the beard you and I would hardly recognize President Lincoln without. This has been A Penny for Your Thoughts, presented by Lincoln Heating and Air.
Is air conditioning your home a necessity? My family would miss it dearly. Does it improve the quality of your life? Of course it does. Let us show how economically you can enjoy home comfort all year long. Give us a call at 359-1985. That's 359-1985. Or visit our website at lincolnheating.com. I'm Robert Quirk, owner of Lincoln Heating and Air, and my pledge to you is to make every penny count.
When you're hiring, have you ever felt like you're missing out on meeting truly great candidates for your roles? It seems impossible to find them, but they have to be out there somewhere, right? Well, they're not hard to find when you know where to go, and that place is ZipRecruiter. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter helps 10 million people with their job search every day. And because these people are actively looking for jobs just like yours, it's easy to find the right person right away. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. But if you're not using ZipRecruiter, you're missing out. So see what it's like when the impossible is easy. When you go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. Once again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio. Never miss out on great candidates with ZipRecruiter.
I'm back to doing what I love and more. Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Are you struggling with bad feet? Hi, it's Mike from the Good Feet Store. I'd like you to hear what Kelsey, a kinesiologist, has to say about how your feet can affect your entire body.
When the foot's placed in the ideal position, everything else up the kinetic chain works better. You have better balance, more energy, you're gonna feel better. Being able to move freely means everything to me, and good movement starts with the feet. What I really like about the Good Feet system is that they support all four arches in the foot.
So did you even know you had four arches at each foot? Most people don't, and most shoes and inserts only support one of your foot's arches. Learn how Good Feet Arch Supports can support all four of your arches. We want to help you walk, run, exercise, and play in comfort this year. Trade in your bad feet for good feet at the Good Feet Store. We're located on South Virginia Street, right by Total Wine.
Thanks to the Good Feet Store.
Can you feel it? Summer's here. You know, road trips, vacations, and the open road? Or will it be breakdowns, car repairs, and tow trucks? Before she leaves you alongside the road, A-Master Mechanic recommends a complete bumper-to-bumper service. Fluids, filters, tires, and tune-up. Don't leave anything to chance in our Nevada heat. That includes your air conditioning. Make sure you can just turn that key and go.
A-Master Mechanic, making it good under the hood.
FM Top Weather.
We're going to gradually ease to the mid-90s by midweek, and then we're going to ease back to around 90 by the end of the week. But it is a small bill curve. Weather brought to us by RE/MAX Gold agent Mary Jo Brummer and the Brummer Group. You can hire Mary Jo as your agent in Northern Nevada. She listens, cares, and delivers. Call 721-5905. Today at 5, Mark DeVan Camp and Robbins, 99.1 FM Talk.
KKNT, your new news on Nevada's FM News Talk.
12:56 here on the news at noon. Ginny Lou, a 6-year-old pug dog, is the world's ugliest dog.
She was crowned the winner of the 50th annual World's Ugliest Dog Contest, held Friday at the Sonoma County Fairgrounds in Santa Rosa, California. Her owner, Michelle Grady, will get $5,000 and the opportunity for Ginny Lou to appear on a mug root beer can. It was Ginny Lou's fourth attempt to be declared the ugliest. I'm Michael Kastner.
Meantime, remember the movie The Meg? The tooth of a prehistoric megalodon shark has been found, of all places, along the New Jersey coastline.
Michael Bowers and his son were vacationing in Sea Isle City last week when Bowers tells NJ.com they found a giant tooth while digging through rocks on the beach. The Cape May Whale Watch and Research Center confirms the tooth belonged to a megalodon shark, which has been extinct for more than 3.5 million years. Experts think the tooth may have turned up as part of dredging for beach replenishment projects. In New Jersey, I'm Scott Pringle.
FM News Talk Time, 12:58. Now back to Jerry.
Well, I never understood the term cute as a bug, but a 9-year-old named Matilda just completed a full hike through of the 170-mile Tahoe Rim Trail on her own 2 feet. And remarkably, she actually did the trail on her parents' back when she was 1 year old, or 1 year old, I should say. 9 years old, did the whole trip, and she walked every mile, as I said. She looks like a young Sophie Cunningham and raised a lot of money for the Tahoe Rim Trail. Again, I want to mention there is a tanker dipping into the Topaz Lake video on X at 991 FM Talk. That was taken Saturday by a staff member. Hoping we have a safe week. Kids are back in school, so be careful. We'll keep you updated on fires and all the news that you need to know this week. This Wednesday, Jackie Rosen will host the 30th annual Lake Tahoe Summit. And that's at Sand Harbor between 10 a.m. and noon. It's sold out, but Washoe Tribe of Nevada and California, members of Congress, governors, and a keynote address by the Lake Tahoe resident and world-renowned rock climber Tommy Caldwell will all happen. Have a good, and again, safe week. Stay safe. We'll talk to you tomorrow for the noon news on 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk.
Every time I look at you, help me out here.
for all my words are falling short.
First with Fox. First on FM. 99.1 KKFT, Gardnerville, Reno, Sparks, Carson City. A service of the Evans Broadcast Company.